Hey guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Love it.
I have to come to terms with the fact that I used to do something as a junior high and maybe even elementary student, and I'm here to confess it now on One Confession. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
Don't laugh, because I want to get this off my chest.
Well, I just want to hear it. I want to know what you want to get off your chest.
I used to stuff my bra.
Literally just got it off her chest.
I did. And we didn't even have Kleenex in my house. Like, I've talked about this. I come from humble beginnings.
What did you use?
Toilet paper.
Oh, from the school bathroom?
No, I do it at home before I went to school.
All right, well, that's a little classy.
Yeah. I mean, I know that that's not like a crazy confession, but for some reason,
funny.
I thought about it and I was like, oh, I've never told. Have I ever told you that?
No, you haven't told me that one.
If we're on the theme of middle school confessions that we never told.
All I'm right. Nervous. I'm moving around like a kid.
Did you stuff a sock down your pants or something?
No.
would be last week.
Yeah, that would be last week. No. Oh, my God. So, I can't believe it. I hope my brother's not listening. So, my younger brother used to have this pillow, and it was a leopard. It was a leopard cutout pillow.
God,
it was
like
a leopard pillow.
I already know where you're going.
And it was Jack. But by the time I was a young teenage boy, that pillow was better known as Jacqueline. The leopard. And
you're kidding me.
My mom went to work one day, and it was me by myself, and we used to have this whole thing called Skinamax.
No.
And my stepdad had the card that got every single channel, and I saw what they did on there, and I got the urge, and...
You and the pillow? No!
Young. I had a flat top as a young boy.
You lost your virginity to a pillow named Jacqueline.
But here's the real confession, though. When I found out the point of self-love and I experienced my first climax, I had to get rid of Jacqueline the leopard. And so my brother, till this day, until right now, never knows where that pillow went. But I threw it outside in the trash after I discovered myself as a young
man.
Well,
that was really nice of you, though.
You used and abused the pillow, and you never told your brother exactly what happened. You know what? He might have already been loving on that pillow for all you know. Confessions. Is there something you did as a child that you've never confessed before? We want to play you on the radio right now. 833-DATA-SHOW. Your calls and Automatic. You ain't getting off like that. There's got to be one thing that you've got to confess.
I'm not getting off like Anthony either.
I didn't mean it that way. You've got to confess something. We've all done something in elementary and middle school. That you
got a lot
something.
Of confessions, yes.
All right,
there's a lot
so
of things I can
we'll
get off my
we'll share yours and yours when we come back. It's the Dana Cortez Show. 833-DANA-SHOW. Hit us now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You might have just turned the Dana Cortez Show on, and you might know it's One Confession Wednesday, or you might not. But that's what we do here. We give you one call. We give you 1 minute, no judgment, 833-DANA-SHOW. And I just admitted, I used to stuff my bra in elementary school. And the worst part is that we didn't even have Kleenex. I would just use good old-fashioned one-ply toilet paper. And then later on in the day when I'd get home, I would make sure I used it. Because I didn't want to waste it.
You would use it?
Well, I'd take it out and use it in the bathroom.
To, like, blow your nose? Oh, no, you'd use it to wipe yourself?
Or whatever. Whatever.
My God, it's even worse. It's so gross.
I didn't have boobs, so there was no boob sweat. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. And Anthony A. just admitted he had a big love affair with his brother's pillow. And the pillow was named Jacqueline the Leopard, or what?
It was a leopard pillow that he had since his birth.
Used to beat that thing up, didn't you?
That is so gross. Where is said pillow now?
Oh, I threw it away after I figured out what self-love was about.
I just had a flashback from when I was little about one of the pillow stories. I'll tell you this one off the air. All right.
I don't want you to tell me. You can just keep that to yourself.
Please, for real.
The rest of the people.
Just don't even do it in two dudes, one studio. Now, you're not getting off that easy. We need you to confess something, DJ Automatic, before I go to the phone lines. We've had Mr. Martinez on hold for quite a minute. He's ready to confess.
One thing I used to do is I used to take my brother and sister and some of the other neighborhood kids, and we would go to the backyard, and we would make them fight in the backyard.
What?
And we would put money on them. So there'd be like...
You'd make a boy fight a girl?
Oh, yeah, all the time. So it'd be like 6 to 8-year-old kids. And we'd make like little makeshift like boxing gloves. And we'd put them in the backyard and just have them square off and just beat the
hell out
of them.
Who'd win?
You know, honestly, my sister used to eat a lot.
Shout out to Automatic's little golden boy promotion over there.
My sister was a lefty. She'd always catch with the left hook.
You are so wrong for that. 833-DATA-SHOW. One confession. Mr. Martinez from San Antonio. Go ahead.
So my brother and I used to get in disagreements quite a bit. I would just beat him up. Literally from like the age of probably like 12 all the way to 15. Then he got bigger than I did. And he started kicking ass.
Did he take you around back and show you what's what? Did he ever tell your parents that you used to beat him up?
No, because if he told them, then he would get it worse.
Oh, that's not even fair.
Yeah, but this other little thing called karma caught up with you, though, right?
Yeah, it did.
So
when I was 17 years old, like he turned the tables and whipped up on me because he was finally bigger than I was.
Did you tell on him?
No.
Took his beating like a man.
That's the code.
What things would you do when you were little? They're not crazy confessions, but we all have those embarrassing moments. I'd love for you to share them with us right now because we're continuing this talk right now on my social media. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, go to @DanaCortez. Comment below this, and we'll be right back with more, y'all. Coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Question is, why does this woman's boyfriend spend all his time on the couch playing video games?
Oh, because it has a pause button. I'm like her.
Oh. Anthony A said that, but I think you're right.
You think that that's
it's
why?
It's a release. It's a way to get away from your everyday life and to escape.
So you want to escape to the point that you don't go on dates anymore? Where it's affecting your sexy time? You're screaming at strangers. She's like, in the middle of the night, he'll just be like, fighting with somebody. She's like, I'm in the bedroom. Like, what are you doing?
Well, he's in the middle of a competition. I don't know what game he's playing, but it's intense, Dana. He wants to win.
Well, here's the problem. You know, this girl, I'm gonna call her Mary from Portland. We'll just call her Mary. She says, Dana, my boyfriend is spending more and more time on the couch playing video games. At first, I was, you know what? I want to save some money, entertain myself at home. That's what he said.
It's all true. It only requires one down payment.
Now it's be quiet. I can't hear this person. So-and-so cussing all hours of the night. It's gotten out of hand. The bedroom ain't even popping no more. What is the obsession with video games? Guys, can you be honest?
What would
your
you
answers?
Rather have him do? Be out there popping bottles, doing bottle service, and or at the strip
with
club?
With her maybe once in a while.
Or do you want him on the couch where you know where he's at and he's just playing against 13-year-old boys and screaming obscenities at them?
So you guys are taking up for this guy. You think it's normal, really?
I do think it's normal. I think it's very normal for guys to enjoy playing video games. I like to play video games. I know Anthony likes to play video games.
And also now esports is a career option.
Thank you.
You could be sitting
on... You can go
on,
professional.
He could be
said every guy still living at home at his mom's house in the basement.
Well, didn't that guy just make $3 million at the last gaming?
One guy!
That's a lot of money.
One guy!
There's professional gaming teams now, Dana.
You know, that's what someone in our family used to date a guy. That's what he would say. But in all reality, it became a real problem. The man didn't want to go to work anymore. He was
That's different. If you're not going to work, you're not showing up for things that you have to be at, then you have a problem.
You don't have to put it down on your woman?
Yeah, of course you do, but at the same time, like... Take you for example. Anytime I pick up my phone, you instantly say, you always pay attention to that phone. All you ever want to do is pay attention to that phone. And in all reality, I'm not looking at the phone 24/7. And I have a feeling that this woman's probably doing the same thing with video games.
I don't. I think he's got a problem. And I want to ask the men out there, honestly, why would a man spend all of his free time playing games?
Get over here!
Yeah, exactly. To the bedroom. We want your honest answers at 833-DANA-SHOW. We'll come back with your phone calls next. It's the Dana Cortez Show, What Guys Think.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My man is spending more and more time on a couch playing video games. At first, he was like, oh, baby, I want to save money, entertain myself at home. Now it's, shut up, Mary, be quiet. I can't hear so-and-so. He's literally arguing with people she can't see, cussing all hours of the night. The bedroom ain't even popping no more.
Have you ever played NBA 2K online? Do you know how hard that is?
That's funny. She needs to accept the fact that this is a good problem for a woman to have. Like Otto pointed out earlier in the previous break, he's not out there messing with other women. He's not out there double tapping IG models' photos or whatever like that. All he's doing is pursuing his career of possibly being a U.S.
That
gamer.
That is the most lame thing
Did you
I
know
hear.
This? Check like, this out, though. My
so,
man.
It's a lie.
Did you
it's
know
a lie.
The average U.S. gamer salary is $82,000?
Well, he's below average, okay? He ain't making no money on the couch, and he ain't putting it down in the bedroom. Why would a man spend more time on video gaming than with his girl? Line three, we got Julio from Albuquerque.
I don't know what's wrong with her man. What's wrong with her man? I'm sounding like her man got a problem or she got a problem. One of the two, man.
Wait, how are you going to blame her for what his addiction? I mean, obviously he's addicted. How are you going to blame the woman for what he's doing?
Maybe he's not getting the attention he needs from her, man. Ooh. Video games can't keep your attention that much. I'll be real. I play all the time, but I got a woman who wants my attention. I'll put the controller down.
What do you What do you suggest she do to take his mind off of the video game then?
Well, I mean, it could be the dude is really addicted. I don't know. I mean, that could be a problem. But, I mean, you know, it ain't much to get away from the TV. You know, maybe she just needs to get creative and figure out what they could do that they ain't doing all the time.
He's
tired of going to the club.
I was thinking she could cut the cord and then put it back together to make it look like it's fine, and that way it just doesn't work.
Oh my God. There's no cords more.
That's cold-blooded.
No, it's not. You make them shut the internet off. Do something. It's not cold-blooded. We could trick him. Don't you think? At least if he's addicted, you're breaking the addiction.
No, that's a horrible idea. Because that stuff costs hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you don't want to break his console just to get his attention, because then we get the wrong attention then.
Well, I'm going to suggest.
Gonna be hot.
Just let him.
My controller or my console, we're going to have a problem now. Because Otto was right. I mean, nothing's cost a lot of money. So it's like.
Big facts. That'll be like taking your favorite contour palette and throwing it in the toilet, you know?
Which is what you did, DJ Automatic. You took my favorite
palette. Well, you owe me
palette.
One then. Go ahead. Step on my Xbox.
I agree with what our man's saying. She just needs to let the homie Fortnite her box. And they'll be good.
And they'll be all right.
There you go. Bing. There you go.
Fatality.
Exactly. I mean, it's dead in the bed. Ain't nothing happening. The guy doesn't want to go on dates anymore. I can't believe you two are sitting here as grown adult men. I mean, you both pay taxes. You've got good jobs, and you're taking up with this man.
Disregarding all the skill sets that competitive gaming builds. Efficiency. Organization.
You have never played in a Tecmo Bowl tournament. That's what your problem is. You never use Bo Jackson.
Who's Bo Jackson?
Bo, Mike, go. Oh, the. Nope, going back the other way.
What? You just disrespected all of sports by saying that. Do you know what Bo knows? Bo knows that you don't know jack shit.
You guys still haven't answered the question. What does she do?
Pick up the sticks or get some new. That's what she should do.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time for Dear Dana, and today's message comes from Facebook. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
And we're the Dana Cortez Show. Now, this woman says that she was with her ex for 3 years. She says they were married. It was extremely toxic. She got pregnant, and she decided to leave. She's like, I decided that at 4 months pregnant, it was so bad that she walked away. She didn't want to raise her kids in this kind of environment. They've been separated 3 years next month. She says, now, the relationship wasn't good, but he's always been an amazing dad. He's an incredible co-parent, to the point that we eventually became friends. We're best friends. We take the kids on trips together. Now I'm starting to realize that I have feelings for him, and he feels the same way. You know, he's encouraging me to live a healthier lifestyle. I'm encouraging him as well. Here's the deal. He asked me out on a date. He said, you know, we were younger then. It's a new time. We're grown up. We've obviously become different people. We get along so well. What do you think about going to dinner? Just us without the kids. 3 years separated. This is a big question.
Yeah, there's layers to this. Also because she said she feels like they're best friends now.
So they could just go ahead and complicate a situation that sounds like it's in the right place right now.
Well, what if you feel strongly about somebody, though? So you think it's a bad idea. You're just coming out the gate. Bad idea.
I think it's a bad idea. I think that they found a place where they can work together and raise their kids, and they might just end up complicating the whole situation.
I don't agree with you, dude. I think it sounds like he... It sounds like he at the time might have been under a lot of pressure, and maybe that's why the way he was acting.
Why are you always making excuses for men when you really don't even know?
If you're asking me for my opinion, it sounds like
she's... But you're just making something up.
But, oh, no, it sounds like she's witnessing the growth from him, or else she wouldn't be attracted to the man that she is now, you know?
Because she did leave.
And that's what I mean. Like, I think, like, it sounds like he may have been, you know, just in a bad place at the time, and if obviously he's being a great father to their children, so that's one thing you could factor into there. And if it does, if she does feel in her heart that he has grown as a person... Then try it out.
So Anthony A says go for it.
I say don't.
Dijon Max says don't go for it.
You got a good situation right now. Let it be.
So here's a couple of questions that I asked her. Does he have a stable job? Do you still love him?
Well, the first thing is a stable job?
Yeah.
Really? Like, come on.
That's
going
to tell me if you're able to continue something long term. For me, staying at a position for a while tells me that you can, you know, stick to one thing for more than 3 or 4 months. When somebody's bouncing around from job to job, it's a red flag. It is. And they got kids. This ain't boyfriend-girlfriend stuff. This is children. It's a big step. I'll give my final thoughts when we come back. It's Dear Dana here on The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, I was with my ex for 3 years. We were married, and I left him when I was 4 months pregnant. The relationship was too toxic, and I didn't want to raise my children in that kind of environment. That is a message I received from one of my friends on Facebook. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
So she said, you know, it's been a long time, obviously 3 years next month. And she said, no matter what, he's always been an amazing dad. And we've become great co-parents as well. To the point, there's a mutual respect. And now what was friendship is now we're best friends. So it's a whole different level.
And it sounds like that divorce was finalized too, right?
Oh, it was final. Mm. They really got a divorce. They take their kids on trips together. And there's no, you know, I mean, there's no sexy time.
No clapping yeeks, huh?
No, they're nothing. They really are friends. They go out to dinner together. They have this wonderful relationship. He's encouraging me to get healthy. I'm encouraging him. They listen to the Fat Club, the whole thing. But now she's like, I've got feelings for him. And he feels the same way. And he said, look, we've obviously grown as people. How do you feel about us going out on a date without the kids? I'll take you to dinner, just me and you. And DJ Automatic, before the break, you said...
You got a good situation that's working right now. You're just going to complicate it. And if the relationship didn't work the first time, it's probably not going to work the second time.
You don't think people can grow?
I think they can grow, but I think that when you have kids involved and you're doing your kids right at this point, why complicate the situation? Why make it worse?
You don't want to take the risk.
It's a risk, and they've already tried it one time. It didn't work out.
But, dude, like she said, like you could, it sounds like he's a changed man. People change. People grow. And think about how happy the kids could be if this home was complete. You know, and if it really is, you know, it sounds like if she doesn't take this opportunity to
but
take him back.
But think about what can happen with the kids if they get back together. They find out that, hey, we don't really like each other like this. We're just better off friends. And then now you've, like, reintroduced the situation. You're just going to make your kids' life worse then.
So you're both right. You know, I thought about this answer very carefully before I messaged her back. I asked her all the questions. Does he have a stable job? Do you still love him? They've obviously been separated a very long time. Divorced, rather. Not separated, divorced. You're right, DJ Automatic. There is a chance that they could get back together and it not work out. And that would be very hard on the children. Because no matter what, I think as a kid, you know, if mom and dad are involved with each other, you kind of always wish, right? You always hope that they can be together. That's the perfect dream. And Anthony, you're right, though. What if they do get back together and things work out and they do have this family unit that each one of them longs for? They literally go on vacation together. They travel together already as a family unit. So my advice to her...
That's why. It's working. Why mess it up?
I don't think you're messing it up. I think that the only thing in life I've ever regretted is not trying. You can try and you can tell the kids that this is a trial. You have to be honest with them.
That's a lot to put on your kids.
It is
but
a lot.
She knows how to leave. She's already left before.
Exactly. She's not afraid. She left at 4 months pregnant. Dude. Any woman out there, you know when you're pregnant, you're sensitive. I mean, there's a lot going on. for her to have the strength to do that and still give him credit for being a good father, she's a good mother. And if she loves him, why not go for it? Why hold yourself back if you truly love someone? The thing that changed my mind, because I was almost like a little apprehensive like you, Automatic, is when I asked her, do you love him? She said, I do. I love him. Then you got to try. And if it works, which I have a feeling it will, he also has a stable job. He's been with the state for 3 years. He is a changed man. She's like, he completely turned his life around when I left. He realized he lost his family.
Yeah. Had time to sow his oats.
Give yourself the chance to have that family that you all want. And if it doesn't work out, it's okay. At least you tried. And please let us know how it goes. All right, Dear Dana is done. You could always message me at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. We'll be back with more, y'all, coming up in less than 5 minutes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, man. Looks like federal workers won't have to fight off a swarm of millennials at Area 51. The person who created the Storm 51 Festival has bailed out. What the? The Dana Cortez Show is on. This is your WTF story. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
I don't know what I'm going to do with my September 20th now. DJ Automatic.
I got to figure out a way to do with my flight points. I go by Anthony A.
Maddie Roberts, the college student who created the event, dropped out because he's worried about a lack of funding and organization. Nah, you don't say.
He hit the bong too hard, didn't he?
Roberts wrote on the Facebook event page, which, by the way, has more than 2 million participants, just said, you know what? We'll all meet up in a rural Nevada place a little bit later on. Let's see them aliens. What is that?
That's mushrooms.
Wait a minute, though. Wait a minute. Connie West reinstated the event and says she will charge forward to find out if Area 51 is indeed hiding aliens inside. In fact, we have Connie West making the announcement right now.
I do not understand what happened, but it is what it is, and it will be what it will be. And I'm going to trudge forward, and I'm going to, you know, I basically promised everybody an event. And so the event is still going to happen.
Ooh. She says she's sipping on a scissor.
It is what it is, and it will be what it will be.
What?
I'm just happy that the event's still happening.
Connie West owns a motel close to where alien stock will take place, and she says it's going down. Miss West says that she has 2 bands and 2 comedians ready to go.
So your flight's still booked, Anthony?
Connie said it's going to be me and Joe Rogan. So I'm opening up for Joe Rogan on the 20th at Area 51. Be there.
The United States Air Force issued a dire warning to those planning on raiding Area 51, saying that all trespassers will be subject to a fine and face arrest or worse.
Shocked.
No.
Or be subject to my comedy for 45 minutes.
And probe.
That's barely worse than probing.
Probe by Automatic. I'm not probe by Automatic.
Barely worse than probing. Yeah. Meet y'all at Area 51. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So we all know Cardi B is pretty open about her life, correct?
Yes. She's a just little too open sometimes.
I don't think you can ever be too open. Here's the deal. She just admitted on Twitter that she did have a thing for a second or two with another woman. Ooh. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. This is Girl Talk. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
And right away, I started thinking about this particular call that we had.
My boyfriend's talking to a guy named Jesse on Facebook. He said he deleted his Facebook because it caused too many problems in his last relationship. Then I found out his last relationship was with a dude.
He never told his girlfriend that his last relationship was same sex, which to me, I'm just like, whatever. But is that something you have to disclose? Or is it something? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't want to know about the ex. You don't care about what they did before. You with them now.
It does matter.
That's a little different.
It matters, dude. Because like, if we're out, right, as a guy who's dated a bisexual woman, I'll tell you this. It has its ups and its downs, okay?
Is it more up or down?
It depends on its...
He's single now, so...
It's definitely more down.
I'll put it this way. It's cool until it's not. Okay? Because when you're in a club with her and then there's a cool, hot chick flirting with her, if your girl only goes one way, you know you don't got nothing to worry about. Now, if she's like a wet noodle, then you look, you're...
Well, you got two things to worry about.
Exactly.
You don't even know which one to worry about.
Exactly. So it does matter. And, like, it's not good. Like, honestly, I could joke about it, but I was really insecure. Like, when it came to a girl hitting on you, flirting with your woman, dude, women know so much more about women than we do.
Oh, yes, we do. We definitely do know more. We know what to say. We know what we like. We all of that. I mean, it's
now
true.
I'm starting to worry.
Don't worry.
I'm just saying.
You know what I like too. I'm too old to be playing around with it. I'm going to let you know when it ain't right. Dating a person who previously dated the same sex. First of all, does it matter if your partner did that? Is it something they should disclose? Do they have to tell you? And more importantly, is there a double standard? I want y'all to think about this. Ladies, if your man dated a man before you, does it bother you? 833-DANA-SHOW. Your calls, and this convo continues next. It's the Dana Cortez Show, Girl Talk.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B admitted on Twitter that she's done a few things with a girl before, but now she's happily married. Her and, you know, who is it? Offset? Who's she with?
Yes.
Offset, right? I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm all
Godfather
about Cardi.
Godfather of the drip. Please respect.
It's not Quavo?
No.
Quavo's with Sweetie.
Yes. Jesus.
I'm just trying to figure this whole fluidity thing out, okay? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. This is Girl Talk. You know, we had this woman who was a little upset because she found out that her man had been with a man before they were together, and he never disclosed it.
My boyfriend's talking to a guy named Jesse on Facebook. He said he deleted his Facebook because it caused too many problems in his last relationship. Then I found out his last relationship was with a dude.
So I think that someone I was with was with a man.
Who?
I'm not going to say that. I'm not putting their business out there. That's not my...
Is he in the room with us?
No.
Oh.
Honestly, no, we were having a moment, dude. I thought you were going to
maybe
confuse.
No, he's not in the room with us.
Obviously, thank you.
But I do, and I'm not the only person that said that. I think that it was always thought that maybe he had ventured into that world, and that's fine. You do your thing. I've never been with the same sex.
Obviously, I haven't. I just said I hadn't.
Okay, but I mean, it wouldn't matter if you had.
No, yeah, I've... Yeah, do what you do, whatever makes you happy.
You ever dated a woman who was with the same sex?
Yes, I dated a woman for a little while. She had a couple different...
Girlfriends?
Well, not girlfriends, but she tried it out. Let's put it that way.
How was your dating experience? Was it cool? I mean, was it hyped up? Did you get the menages? Did you get the fun stuff that ever comes with it?
I just got the stories. I didn't get any of the fun.
Yeah. We opened up the phone lines. We invited you to call 833-DANA-SHOW. And the question, there's a lot of questions. Does it matter if your partner dated the same sex before you? Is it something they should disclose? If you just find out, you know, hey, and you never told, is it bothering you? And is there a double standard? So, ladies, if your man dated a man, does it bother you? Especially if he never told you. Line one, Gabby from Wisconsin is on.
In my opinion, in my specific relationship, I wouldn't care if that was the case, but I see how other people could care.
So you feel like it's more fluid, right? Like, people are a lot more fluid with their sexuality.
Yeah.
They're not really, like, one thing or the other.
Yeah, nowadays it's like everyone could like everyone, I think. In my generation, it's like a normal thing, or it's becoming more normal. So I think it's like not that big of a deal, but maybe with older generations, it is.
So if your man and you are at a restaurant and he has a guy come up and say, hey, how are you? And you found out he dated that man before and you had no idea, would it bother you at all?
Personally, no, honestly. I think it would be kind of like, okay, well, that's his type. You know, it would be kind of like, oh, interesting.
She like, maybe I'll just invite him over to the house after dinner for dessert.
Whoa.
Listen to the giggle.
I didn't say that. But
she's like, I'm a little freaky, but I ain't that freaky.
But here's what I think. What I love about Gabby's whole answer is that she said, I'm secure in me. What happened before has nothing to do with what's happening right now. I'm good with me. And if you're not good with me, that's your problem. I love that.
She's a bigger person than I am.
You would be upset?
Yes, of course I would. I think that's a lot. And especially if they don't tell you right away that they had a relationship with somebody of the same sex before you go into a relationship. I think that's
Dana,
fine.
You didn't tell. Otto doesn't know
about you. Oh, gosh. Trust me. That would be something I'd be talking about all the time. Y'all know better than that. No, I've never, ever had a same-sex relationship. I've never thought about it at all. But I do have a good girlfriend of mine right now who's married, who just told her husband that she's having an affair with a woman. And she's 33, never been with a woman her entire life, and her husband
is freaking
out. And all
of a sudden now she's with a woman?
She wants to leave her husband and their five kids for this woman.
Oh, damn, that woman trash. Straight up, dog.
Well, she's got five kids with
him. Yeah. That's foul, dog. That's foul.
Yeah, y'all coming at this woman like I come after the man.
Well, I do, honestly, though, because I think if you mess with a married woman, you deserve to get punched in the face.
Or a married man.
Whatever.
It just depends on what day of the week it is.
Sorry, I got so passionate about the cheating. I forgot who it was.
Oh, God.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God.
Let's continue this conversation online. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I know you're on Facebook right now at work, pretending to work. Go to Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. We're talking about it on your social media now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Don't ask me why. But we're having a Pop-Tart debate right now on the Dana Cortez Show. Welcome. It's Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
Pop-Tarts apparently are a very big deal here on the Dana Cortez Show. And I believe they had a birthday just a few days ago.
Yes, they did. Over the weekend on September 14th, it was their birthday. They were released originally in 1964, woo! Not frosted, but in 1967 is when they got the frosting.
Well, aren't you the Pop-Tart
let me tell you
expert?
Something. They're Pop-Tart expert. Pop-Tarts are trash.
What?
They are like chewing on cardboard.
Okay.
Frosted cardboard.
Here comes
and
the
not
candy
even
corn
good.
Guy.
Well, candy corn is better than a Pop-Tart.
DJ Automatic, the audience is upset.
So you don't like Pop-Tarts at all?
No, I don't like Pop-Tarts at all. I'm a toaster strudel guy. Toaster strudels are a nice, flaky, delicious pastry.
Well, aren't you
versus
fruity?
Versus your, whatever that is, cardboard thing with... Some kind of weird filling that's not jelly, and then there's like the frosting is, I don't know what it is.
You mean one of the American staples. You mean the Pop-Tart. Kellogg, the brand, this is their biggest selling brand, the Pop-Tart. This was airdropped to soldiers overseas during war.
Yeah, because...
Did they say that about pastry strudels? No!
I heard they used it to throw at the enemy, but that's just what I
heard. And what side are you on?
I'm the judge. I'm not on anybody's side. In fact, have you guys put together your...
You can beat somebody with a Pop-Tart.
Did you guys put together your favorite strudels and your favorite tarts?
I mean, I don't have a favorite Pop-Tart, so...
Time out here. Hold on just a second. Why are you talking about toaster strudels, DJ Automatic? This is Pop-Tart Day.
Because toaster strudels are superior to Pop-Tarts.
Okay,
and
cool.
I like toaster strudels. I don't like Pop-Tarts.
It's not the toaster strudel birthday celebration here. It is the Pop-Tart celebration. And I have seen you indulge in a Pop-Tart.
When? I haven't had a Pop-Tart since I was like 10 years old.
Dude, don't sit here and lie to everybody. Come
okay,
on,
maybe,
dog.
Maybe it was like in the last 10 years, I probably had one Pop-Tart.
Okay, well, you had one. Can you pick a favorite Pop-Tart?
I mean, if I'm going to be chewing on cardboard, I do have better flavored cardboard.
Y'all have them ready?
Of course, dude. You cannot not ask potheads to have our favorite Pop-Tarts on deck. I have them all. Are we talking toasted or untoasted?
Completely toasted okay. Pop-Tarts. Okay. Right. What are the favorites? Obviously, DJ Automatic, I need you to pick three. Can you
three?
Pick three?
Well, can they be toaster strudels?
No! God, get... This is about the Pop-Tart. Get the strudel out of your head.
It's too hard. It's so delicious. And that little stuff you put on top, there it really are. Toaster strudels are way better than Pop-Tarts.
So you're here for the cream, huh?
I'm here for the cream.
I'm here for the cream.
Spread it all over me.
The best Pop-Tart. We will rank them when we come back. It's Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Completely serious debate. No, not really. We're talking about Pop-Tarts. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Debate time here. Crazy. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic, the man who doesn't like Pop-Tarts.
I go by Anthony A.
You know what's funny?
The guy who likes Pop-Tarts.
If you give Otto, and if we leave the room and we leave a toasted Pop-Tart here, he's going to eat it.
Of course I am.
But you just said you didn't like it.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm not going to eat it. And I only like the middle part, too. It's the edges. They don't even take the filling all the way to the edge.
Here's where I'm at with the whole Pop-Tart versus strudel thing. I don't always have time to make a strudel, dog. I don't always got time to sit there and lay the cream, cut the little package thing open. If I want a Pop-Tart, like a good classic strawberry Pop-Tart, I ain't even got to warm it up. I just take it out the bag, take out a little foam, boom.
I feel like right there, Anthony A is already winning the debate. Is this even a debate?
Well, he obviously has like some kind of like infatuation with the Pop-Tart. I don't know what like...
Automatic, I'm a single bachelor, okay? So I approach a box of Pop-Tarts like my ancestors did a great buffalo. All right? I use all sides of it, okay, dude? No part of the Pop-Tart goes uneaten.
Then I will allow you, Anthony A, the floor first. What are your favorite Pop-Tarts? Top three, por favor.
We'll kick it off. Boom. Number three, strawberry. Just because it's a staple. It's a classic. It's there. You got to respect it. It's always been there since the jump. It's one of the original founding Pop-Tarts.
September 14th, 1964. It's been there. Okay. Yes.
And number two, the cherry Pop-Tart. Because come on now. It's a nice little cherry. It's good. It's good. Better toasted than untoasted, but the best.
Okay.
The best Pop-Tart of them all.
And your number one Pop-Tart?
Untoasted. Toasted. It don't matter. Brown sugar cinnamon, baby.
Oh, those things are gross.
What are you talking about,
those
dude?
Those are the worst Pop-Tarts there is.
That sounds like a sopapilla knockoff.
Oh, give me that too. Whatever that is.
When my mom
too.
Would buy the variety brand and would have the cinnamon in there, guess which one wouldn't get eaten? The cinnamon one.
You
They're
disrespectful
disgusting.
Brat.
Well, if only you would have known Anthony A, he would have eaten them all. Top three Pop-Tarts, DJ Automatic.
None.
What?
Oh!
Toaster strudel all day, every day.
Let's debate it online. Get at us right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. And now a word from our sponsor. The Toaster Tart is celebrating the Constitution. Mainly the Second Amendment, and your favorite flavor, Confederate, is two for one.
Two
for one. You pop it in the toaster white,
and it stays that way.
Like it's supposed to.
Don't forget to pick up our other bestsellers, extra white cheesecake.
So good.
Tasty white sweet cream, and whitest powdered sugar strawberry, because we love the gingers too.
Just get all fat and sassy.
Confederate Toaster Tart. Find them in the freezer aisle, segregated from the rest. The Dana Cortez Show will be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
For better or worse, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. The history of marriage is a complicated one, and I'm going to break down some of the traditions that may have you think twice about having them in your wedding. It's the Dana Cortez Show. This is the WTF. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the non-married one.
Have you ever heard about, you know, the groom must not see the bride the night before the wedding or the day before the wedding?
Of course we have.
In modern times, it may be because we're looking our best. We want to save all the spa work that we've had done for the big day, for him the next day. But the tradition originates from the days of arranged marriages, when it was more of a business arrangement, not for love. And the couples weren't allowed to see each other because they might run away.
Dude, if I had to pick the person my mom wanted me to be with,
you could look at her and be like, is she really worth three goats? I don't know.
That is not okay. Wearing a veil. This is a once-in-a-lifetime accessory. It's all about mystery. The blushing bride is hidden for the big reveal.
Wait. Oh, the veil's the thing that's over the top
of
the head,
yeah, it's over
right?
the face. You know, it's beautiful. You take forever to pick it out. During the times of arranged marriages, the bride's face would be covered until the groom had committed to the marriage for fear that she was ugly and he would say, I don't want to marry her. That is awful!
That goes back to my theory right there.
Shout out to history for always being on our side.
And then the bride given away. This is a beautiful moment. There are songs about it. Here comes the bride. And dad is going to, you know, hand her over, and there's tears. I mean, literally tears everywhere. The tradition dates back to the days when marriage was more of a business transaction. Brides would be handed over to a new owner, usually in exchange for money, a dowry, or some type of chattel.
Or in Automatic's case, those three goats.
And then we all know this one, the bride's bouquet. Look, I've been married thrice, and them things ain't cheap. So this is an investment. The bride throws her bouquet. She chucks it away. This is a small fortune you're throwing out there, and you're hoping that one of your single best friends catches it because she may be the next one walking down the aisle. We all know the tradition. Contrary to popular belief, The bouquet wasn't traditionally carried down the aisle just to look pretty, but to mask the bride's odor.
Oh!
What year was deodorant invented?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.